Hello, and welcome to the first ever episode of Virgin Views. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Chelsea.
And on this show, we rate shows that we have never before seen. Holy crap, you have 113 new recordings. anyway, Chelsea, what experience do you have as a film critic?
Well, you know, Natalie, recently I went to the movie theater, and I saw Frozen 2, and you know what, that blew my mind away, but that's like where my movie criticness is at right now, so make of that what you will.
Well, okay.
Watching movies.
Oh, okay, so film fan, do you go into movies looking for things to criticize, or do you just go into movies wanting to enjoy them?
I go into movies wanting to enjoy them, and then afterwards I like to pick them apart.
Ooh, okay. I go into movies, like, immediately in the mindset of, like, I don't know, I'm a writer, so I am always, like, how are they trying to trick me? What are they trying to do? What are they trying to show me? So, like, red herrings and foreshadowing and all that stuff, like, I'm super into it.
I feel like I'm like that, like, after the movie, but, like, during the movie, I'm just so in the moment, and I'm just, like, enjoying it, unless it's, like, a really crappy movie, and I'm just like, this is so boring.
Yeah, I feel like there are two schools of thought. Like, when there's a really good movie, you can tell because either I'm so immersed in it that I don't bother critiquing it or, like, seeing kind of the way it's working, like, the way they put it together. Or I love it so much that I'm so much more into caring about how they put it together. You know, like, with Knives Out. Like, I just saw Knives Out. So, we have Frozen 2 and we have Knives Out, right? Two movies that I just barely saw. Frozen 2, I just loved it. Like, I was just, the whole time I was watching it, I was just like, oh, this is so cute.
Yes.
And, like, obviously I still was like, oh, these are the messages and the themes, but, like, not to a point that's, like, critiquing, I would say. Knives Out, I loved it so much, but the whole time, like, it was a different kind of love, because the whole time I was like,
Thinking through it and like, picking it.
And they're different shows, like, Knives Out is a murder mystery, so it kind of calls for more of that.
And Frozen is Frozen.
Frozen. So, like, Knives Out kind of calls for more of that, like, investigative? I don't know how to say that word, I'll be honest. calls for more investigative audiences. But anyway, that's kind of where I am. Like, it kind of depends, but, like, either way, it's, like, a really good show.
Yeah, okay, that totally makes sense.
Yeah. So I would say I kind of label myself a film critic.
Yes.
Not to the... other people label me as a film critic. Not to the point that I, like, am super crazy about it, like, not to the point that I take film classes, or, you know, I might in the future, but, like, just to the point that I know how to tell a story and I know how to put together a story, and so I look for those things.
Right, yeah.
And I go into a movie and immediately am in that mindset of, like, picking it apart. Like, I don't just go to movies to be like, oh, I'm watching a movie. Like, I go to movies to find that, you know?
Okay, yeah.
So.
That's very cool. I'm definitely more of just a watcher. I'll hail the watcher.
So, on this show, we rate shows we have never before seen with absolutely no context, with the exclusion of a couple shows that we have seen most of them, but, like, they're always new episodes that we have never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Real-time reactions. Today's show is The Mandalorian. So, Chelsea, explain your relationship and your history with Star Wars.
Okay. So, my family, my dad... My family's not really obsessed with Star Wars. They're just kind of like, oh, this is really enjoyable. But every single time a new Star Wars movie comes out, except for, like, in the last 2 years, I'd say. 1.5 years, maybe. I don't really know the dates of when Star Wars movies came out. But yeah, no, every time a new Star Wars movie comes out, my dad's like, hey, let's all sit down and have a Star Wars movie marathon. So he'll, like, plan a whole day, and I don't really remember, like, having snacks or anything, but he'll plan a whole day.
Rip.
I know, it kind of sucks. I
a
mean,
whole day
I'm pretty
without
sure,
snacks?
I know.
That is terrible.
I'm pretty sure we had popcorn, like, once or twice, maybe, but anyway, he would sit us down, and we were forced to watch the entirety of every Star Wars movie that has been released to that moment in time, including the new one, like, leading up to the new one or whatever. Or,
right, including, like, all the, oh, yeah.
And because of that, I feel like I have a kind of distaste for Star Wars. I know some of y'all are gonna hate me for that, but I don't like Star Wars that much. I just don't. Like, the idea itself is, like, okay, but I just don't like how it was played out or how it was made. And the story, I don't know. I don't really... Yeah.
You have, like, this frown.
I'm just reliving memories.
You are making a face. I can tell that you don't. So you don't like Star Wars, but you know exactly what it is. Like, you know everything about
it. Yes, I know a lot about it. What is your past with Star Wars?
So I've seen all the sequels. Like, I have sat through them and paid attention to them. Back in March, we had, like, you and me and some friends, we all had a Star Wars weekend, because I have never seen, I had never seen Star Wars, like, any of the originals, like, 1 through 6, I hadn't seen them. So we got together, and we had a Star Wars weekend, because I have never seen Star Wars, and I have this really good friend, her name's Ashley, shout out, hey Ash, I hope you're watching this.
Hey Ashley.
Listening to this, if you're not, that's really sad. Thought you loved me, that's fine.
Christ.
no, but she is a huge Star Wars fan. Like, she's in love with Star Wars. She and her siblings grew up on Star Wars. Like, that was their thing. What show did you grow up on? Or, like, with?
Harry Potter. Kim Possible.
Mm.
Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yes.
Lord of the Rings. I remember watching Lord of the Rings when I was, like, 3, so.
Same. I totally was a Kim Possible kid, too.
Yes.
But yeah, so, like, you just automatically love those shows. So she just grew up on Star Wars, and so, like, she was like, we have to get you to watch Star Wars. So a bunch of us got together for a weekend in March, and we all watched, this March of 2019, and we all watched Star Wars. But I was distracted, so I didn't... really get the gist. I know, I can't explain. Stop.
Wait, I just want one more.
The show has not started.
One more popcorn.
we both have this terrible habit of eating popcorn before it starts.
We're just addicted. It's fine.
Anyway, so we all got together and we watched Star Wars for a weekend, and I didn't really learn anything. What do you know about I'll go first. I know not a lot about The Mandalorian. I know it's, like, set like a Western. I know it's, like, prequel. Like, it comes before the prequels of Star Wars. Like, it's way back when. And I know...
Wait, really?
I think I know that.
I didn't know that.
And I know that it has Baby Yoda, and I know that someone on Twitter made a cover of Dear Theodosia from Hamilton about Baby Yoda. And then Lin-Manuel himself, like, retweeted it. It was dope. Anyway, so yeah, there's Baby Yoda. The Mandalorian is, like, this bounty hunter who, like, is mysterious and skilled and is sworn to protect Baby Yoda, and people are after them. And that is what I know.
I think Baby Yoda is, like, 50 years old or something.
Yes. Yeah, Yoda's...
That's what I know.
Strangely. That's all you know.
Yoda's age, strangely. No, actually, my roommate was watching it one time when I had...
Who?
Like, Chloe.
Oh.
When I had nothing to do and I was just waiting. Yes, our roommate. We do live together. while I was waiting for work, I was just hanging around until I had to go to work. So I sat down on the couch and she was watching it and fangirling over Baby Yoda and the Mandalorian's voice, because apparently that's, like, nice, apparently. But I do know that he's a bounty hunter, except I think that one of his jobs was supposed to, like, do something about Baby Yoda.
Well, yeah.
And then he ended up, like, saving it.
I know this much because I sat in. My dad and my brother are obsessed with the Mandalorian. They love it. And they watch it together. It's cute. It's their bonding activity. I watched, like, a part of an episode, and apparently, like, Baby Yoda was his target, and he chose to save him instead.
Okay.
So I think that's part of why people are after him, because he was supposed to get Baby Yoda. But I saw in that episode that they captured another woman, and, like, he was...
Oh, is this the one that we sat down and watched with you?
Yeah, you were there.
Okay.
So they captured that woman, And then she was, like, trying to persuade the guy that was working with the Mandalorian. The Mandalorian went off to do something else, and she was trying to persuade the guy. She was like, just let me go. And the Mandalorian, like, if you take him, they'll be super impressed.
And I can help you take him in and whatever. And
then you'll be, like, shrouded in glory, and you'll be so legendary. And which is what he
wants.
And so then he shot her. And so now he's out to get the Mandalorian by himself. So that's all I know. And he's
kind of a dumb person.
Yeah, I just feel like you are dumb if you go up against the Mandalorian, but, you know. So today we are watching episode 6, which has no name. It's just called chapter 6. I don't remember.
Season 1, episode 6.
I feel like that might have been chapter 5 that we watched. Either that or chapter 4. I don't know, but it was very recent.
It was pretty recent.
So it's gotta be one of those. Anyway.
So maybe we have a small idea of what is happening.
Without further ado,
let us watch. You should put the popcorn right here.
Okay.
Oh, a recap.
Oh, it's kind of loud. Oh no!
Stop!
I'm a buffoon, I'm so sorry.
She just, like, she tried to press the pause button, except she skipped to, like, halfway through the entire episode.
The space bar doesn't do anything! I have a critique for Disney Plus. Okay, so this guy's trying to shoot Baby Yoda, which I'm... Oh, he's dead. Just kidding. Oh. Already so much is happening. This is a recap, so it's, like, really intense.
So I think... Kara's hot.
That's what you think. So they call Yoda the kid.
So it looks like what we saw before was chapter 4 or something. Because I don't remember seeing any of that.
Yeah, I didn't.
The Mandalorian ended up shooting that one guy who was trying to take him out. I don't know if he's dead or if he was just down for the count. For the moment.
Oh, really? Did I just leave? I didn't see him shoot him.
Oh, no. It was when he was sitting on his ship and he goes like, oh, and he falls.
I didn't see that.
Okay.
You know more than I do.
And we just watched the same thing.
Oh, the Mandalorian's music is really cool. I don't know if this is his theme song, but, like, this music is really cool.
Yeah. People are looking at him, and he's looking at other people.
It's hard, because I'm going into this with such a... Like, I'm so against Star Wars, just as a franchise. Like, every time they come out with a new Star Wars movie, I'm like, stop it, shut up. Like, it makes me so mad every time they make a new Star Wars movie. And I was reading this article the other day where they were like, you know how this next Star Wars movie is supposed to be the last one? I was reading this article for, like, all the Disney movies until, like, 2027, and there are more. There's plans for more. And I'm like, no, you said you would be done. So it's like...
Like, everybody's posting on Instagram, oh, I'm so sad, I don't know if I can handle it if it's the last one, and blah, blah, blah.
I feel like it's, like, Marvel, and people thought that Avengers was gonna be over after Endgame. But, like, they never, ever advertised Endgame as the last movie.
Yeah,
like,
they
Star
never
Wars,
did.
Star Wars has been advertised, like, this next movie has been advertised as the end of the franchise.
What?
So I feel like I'm going into this with, like, I'm just so closed off to the idea of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
But it's already, like, I already really appreciate the cinematography and the music and stuff. So, like, it's technically good, but I'm prejudiced.
Yeah. Also, I like how they call him Mando.
Yeah. What if his real name's Amanda?
Amanda.
That's a guy from the Lunar Chronicles. You right. Remember?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, I'm really digging this music.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I feel like all he does is ask for jobs, which makes sense because he's a bounty hunter, but still. It's just like, I feel like that's one of his recurring lines. What's the job? I need a new job.
Well, I think maybe that's like every episode is a new job.
Oh, really? That'd be cool. I wonder if Baby Yoda's on that ship.
Because wasn't his job before to get that woman?
No. Yeah. Yes. No, that was the dumb guy's job. Mm. And then he ended up doing it with him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The dumb guy.
I don't know his name.
It's okay, he's dead.
We think.
It's like a camera harness. Yeah. It's the bandit.
You're so right.
Mando's tired of everyone's crap.
Mm-hmm.
Also, his voice is really hot.
I want to see his face.
I think that's the point.
Oh.
Rip. He wasn't a stormtrooper, is that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
So, isn't... wait. So this is after the stormtroopers?
I guess.
Or during? So it's like... I have no idea the timeline of Star Wars history. I don't know when the stormtroopers started.
That good-looking fellow with the horns.
Wow, Berg's a cutie.
Wow.
He literally reminds me of Satan. Oh, yeah. Also, I know that Mandalorian is, like, a breed.
Is it a breed, or are they just, like... Is it, like, a job title?
No, I think it's,
oh, this is an electrician. Oh, this is a Mandalorian.
Or... Well, he just said, I thought they'd be bigger. So I think it's a breed. Like, a certain race.
I feel like
breed is the wrong word, it's race.
I feel like his getup has something to do with it.
Well, I think the mask is, like, Mandalorian. But he's the last one. How long... Dang it. We still have 37 minutes left.
Hopefully it just has long credits.
This intro is just really long to sit through when I don't know what's happening.
All of these people are just weird. I get such a weird feeling from all of them. Hear that trap beat?
The prisoner.
Where's Baby Yoda?
This man literally looks like a fly. I don't know if that's how it's supposed to be. If there's no Baby Yoda in this episode, I will be mad.
Oh, wait. Hmm. You just...
he just watched a hologram, and it basically just, like, lagged and then crashed. And his reaction was, Ooh, they're saving a criminal. Is this fly guy supposed to be, like, C-3PO's son? Or, like, nephew or something? I seriously can't tell if he's, like, human inside. Mando's gonna be shooting people? Well, okay, that was a stupid comment. I'm sorry, I said. Programming! He's not human! Fly guy is... robot.
Fly guy is... robot. I'm so weirded out by these people. They give me the heebie-jeebies.
I think that's the point. I think you're supposed to feel that way.
Can I have an Andes?
Yes. You owe me 2 Oreos for it. Because okay. I don't have that many.
Okay. I will give you Oreos.
Bartering 101. What the heck? She can balance a dagger on her finger?
She's so annoying.
Hey, they're smiling at each other like Avatar. Copyright. Ew. I hate his laugh. Berg just grosses me out. Oh my gosh, legs just came out of the ceiling. That reminded me of The Office when Dwight's doing the fire drill, and then, like, there's that shot where Creed is screaming, and Oscar's legs come out of the ceiling, and there was a picture of that on, like, Instagram once, and it was, like, Stranger Things 2016. It was, like... Anyway, throwback to The Office with the always. Mandalorian coming out of the ceiling. Oh, I didn't know that guy could speak English.
Same.
I thought he was just a grunting humanoid. Literally, how is she doing that? Her horns look like legs.
Ew.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Ew. I can't get it out of my head.
That's what you said.
Yeah, I was gonna say me. What's a Gungan?
Ew, they're not horns. They're like tentacles.
Who's gonna frickin' kill them?
Ooh, ooh, ooh! Yes, kill Satan.
Baby Yoda!
Oh my gosh! I've never seen Baby Yoda! I'm in love! Oh my gosh, I understand the appeal!
You've never seen Baby Yoda?
I've seen him once, but not up this close and not in this cute of a scenario. And then when I saw him, they were just carrying him and, like, running, so he kind of looked like a doll. So I just saw him open his mouth and his noises. Oh my gosh. I love him. Oh my gosh. Wait, so they don't know what Yodas are?
Yeah, I guess not.
I wonder if Mando knows what it is. I want someone to, like, try and hurt Baby Yoda, and I just want to watch him kill him.
Ooh.
You can't even see his face, but he steps forward and you're like... You're like... Holy. Baby Yoda rolled!
And screamed. No. Did you hear him? He was like, yeah!
What would you do if you were drunk from that eye? Oh no, he's gonna cry. I feel like they're gonna do something to Baby Yoda.
I feel like they're gonna do something to Mando.
Okay, well, I don't care as much about Mando right now. We know who plays Mando, right? We could look up who he is.
I mean, I don't know, but we could look up...
Well, like, as the general public.
Yes.
Know who was cast. Those things are so weird. This is great for me because I'm such a movie talker.
You are. This is perfect for you. And I am known to appreciate conversation throughout shows and movies.
I am
movie.
Known to appreciate conversation. No, I thought you hated talking.
Well, if it's not to people I like, then I do hate talking. Mm. Unless I'm chewing them out.
Have you seen that picture that's like, honestly, I've tried this opening my mouth and saying words thing, and no. I'm not a fan.
I've got eyes.
Fly Guy has eyes.
Yes.
And they're big. I was just thinking about how he, Fly Guy in The Mandalorian and Rihanna in Ocean's 8 have the same job.
You right. Look at all those people.
She is really annoying. She's literally just getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
Kill him. No, other way around. I wanted the droid to shoot him. I'm so excited to see what the Mandalorian's made of.
Ooh, he's gone.
Mando disappeared.
There he is.
Oh my gosh, he's behind them. Queen. Woo!
Dang. Oh, rip.
Gets shot in the head. Okay. That was like the scene in Avengers when Chris Evans is in the elevator.
That, yes.
He just like owns everybody. Oh, that's such a cool, whoa.
It seems your presence has been detected. He's so nervous.
Okay, there are four people pointing guns at him. Yeah. Hims. Pointing guns at him.
Look at him, poor guy.
Egghead. She looks literally like a vampire. Pausing for Subway.
Subway?
Or okay. Just pause it.
We'd be back.
And we're back.
Look at this otter.
So cute.
It's the same otter that Oliver has on his laptop.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Because remember when we were sitting there at his place and he was like, otter.
All right. Currently at minute 20. I like that Mando refuses to kill people.
This is the...
Oh my gosh!
Shoot!
Oh. Oh wait, hold on. Hold on a minute. First of all, timestamp 2032 is literally a scene from The Office that Chelsea and I and Ashley recreate all the time. Second of all, oh my gosh, he just died. She just... Was that his chest?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, she just threw a knife at him.
Shut up.
I hate that her voice sounds like it's coming out of a machine. Oh no. He just set off in a distress.
She's annoying.
She's annoying, but like also I respect her. In like a weird way where I hate her, but like she's cool. Oh my gosh.
He's destroying that
thing. He literally just picked it up and tossed it.
Yep, that's Satan.
Oh, I hate the slide transition. Still using the old Star Wars slide, but it's so weird. Every time I'm like, what just happened?
Oh?
Quinn. Their voices sound like they're coming out of... No! Holy. Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mando just got trapped inside this prison cell on this ship. and they just left him there, and so now I'm really worried about Baby Yoda. Did he say Jin?
Yeah.
I thought it was Quinn.
I thought it was Quinn, too.
Okay, well, minus 10 points for not deciding what the character's actual name is. I feel like the footsteps are just gonna... Oh.
Riff robot.
I don't...
Oil squirts everywhere like it's his blood.
Ew.
Just imagine if this was like a... Never mind.
What?
Like a real human arm that he was using.
Ew.
And he was just pulling at the tendons to make them fingers.
Ew. Ah! Stop touching the tendons! I'll kill you!
That's why I said never mind.
I will literally rip off your arm.
And use my hand to...
No! I can't even watch the Rick and Morty episode where he... like, manipulates the rats because he's, like, his tongue on the bug's brain. I just can't.
I love it.
And you see his muscle with the bone in his arm. Do you remember?
Yes, I
so
love
gross.
It.
So gross.
Oh, horror movie time.
We don't care about these people.
We don't. We just care about
especially because this is Mandalorian episode 6 and we have no idea what else has happened.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Aw. They're separated again.
2 minutes of...
reunion.
You are on your own.
Oh my gosh. I saw Baby Yoda. I feel like Baby Yoda's like, come at me.
You gonna use the force on him? Oh.
He just grabbed a gun! If you touch Baby Yoda, sir... You think again. Also, that gun kind of looks like a penis. Tell me I'm wrong.
Oh. Apparently, he doesn't give a crap about his sister.
No, they're just... I mean, he's a convict, so, like, what did we think was gonna happen? Actually, he probably told them to split up so that the Mandalorian would have to, like, target them separately and create more of, like, a diversion. You know? So he probably told her to, like, they told him to split up not so that they could find the Mandalorian faster, but that they could slow the Mandalorian down more so they had more of a chance of escaping.
Yeah.
Which makes him even more of a douchebag. No, he won't. Don't take it. You're gonna trust this Leghorn man.
Leghorn man.
Quinjin. Sinjin from Victorious. I think it's really funny that they think that Mando's, like, afraid of them.
Yeah.
Like, do you know how many people he's killed? Do you know what his job is? OMG. Hold my hand. Hold my hand! Ah! Fly guy's hunting Baby Yoda. There he is. Oh my gosh, he's so cute. I love how big his ears are. They are in no way proportional to his head. Oh my gosh!
Why? It has so many wrinkles.
They're born that way. Ooh, Mando knows where you are, bish.
He gonna get screwed up.
You have a clear shot to his head. His skull is so bony. Ew. Crap. Oh no. So much is happening.
I can't move my fingers anymore.
I'm so... Whoa.
Fireproof.
He just flamed through his face! That is literally the devil! Ew, I hate the heartbeat, like, in the music.
Yeah.
Oh no, now he's gotta deal with two.
Well, he did close the door behind him. Oh my gosh, are we finally gonna see his face?
I don't think so. That's their one playing card, bro. Close the door on him. Hurry! Hurry, hurry, hurry! 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 Oh.
Oh! Oh! He just...
No! Oh, shoot. So, he closed the top door, and we thought that he was beheaded, because all you see is the door go down on his neck. But then, he wasn't, and he was holding up the door.
He pushes it back up.
And then, Mando closed a second set of doors that goes horizontally. So, do you think, did that close in front of him, or did it close on him?
I think it closed in front of him. So, I think he's still alive.
Dang it.
Yeah,
that's terrible news.
Same.
There's only 13 minutes for them to resolve this. And if it doesn't resolve, that sucks, because I really don't have any intention of continuing to watch it.
Well, it is just one episode out of many, presumably. So, you know, it could go on for another episode.
You're right. Wow, I know a lot of deep tracks from Miley Cyrus, I guess.
I just know some of her Hannah Montana songs and also the Wrecking Ball song.
Oh my god. You didn't even think of The Climb?
That's Hannah Montana.
Such a fake fan. No, it's Miley Cyrus.
It was in the Hannah Montana movie.
Oh, yeah, she sings it, but she sings it like...
As Miley. Okay.
Ooh, she just got him in the shoulder.
Oh, I thought she was stabbed, Reno.
I'm really, like, mad about their, like, they won't commit to just killing somebody.
I know,
just... But, like, also, Mando does, I guess that's in line with his character, because he doesn't want to kill anybody. So I guess he's just hoping to get away. But that didn't tell us anything about what just happened to the big dude.
Oh, no, this is totally like a horror movie.
Except we're rooting for the killer.
Yeah, we are.
Wait, so like, is Mando's... No, Mando's job isn't to kill people then. It's just to capture.
Yeah.
Because he has an aversion to killing. Bounty.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. I'm learning things. His horns are so wrinkly, and it's really uncomfortable for me. They look like chicken wings. They look like pieces of a chicken, and they flail around. They flop. Every time he moves, they're like...
Ew.
It's gross. From where?
He's literally been a prisoner for who knows how long.
What money are you gonna give me? He didn't even drop the gun far away. He's walking toward it right now. Wait, he just told him not to...
Just shoot him in the face.
I hate this side thing where he's killing Baby Yoda. Trying to kill Baby Yoda.
He's using the Force!
Baby Yodas can use the Force?
He looks at his hand like, I did that.
Oh my god!
Oh.
Oh, it's Mando. Hey, I hate all of Star Wars, like, weird floating things. And they all look the same, and I can never tell them apart.
Yes. Like, they're space bases.
Mm-hmm. He's not even cuffed.
Yeah.
Oh, they're friends. Friends!
Friends.
His stomach is huge, and also he just straight up accepts that the rest of the people are gone. That was like his whole crew, right?
Yeah.
Four people, and he's like, yeah, you're right, that's fine. Did you see his smile disappear just now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried they're gonna shoot him down or something. No! Oh, he just said kill him! I knew it! Oh...
Oh my gosh, he led the tracker right to them.
Oh my gosh, he led the distress. Okay, so he planted the distress signal thing, transmitter, on the criminal guy that he just dropped off at the site. So now, the people are coming for them! And he is Saferino.
Oh man.
Oh my gosh, he's gonna fly away and leave him.
Dang.
Oh, they straight up just blew him up.
They did. And he just got away.
Yeah, he's just like, peace.
He gonna give it to Baby Yoda.
What?
That little ball thing.
Do you even know... You said that before the... Do you even know what that is? Oh, you're right.
I don't know what it is.
You, like, immediately saw the ball and you were like, he's gonna give it to him. And I'm like, what is he even doing?
Well, they're all alive. They're just trapped. This music!
This beat's pumping.
Oh.
Oh.
The end.
Ooh, that's cool.
Fun art from the episode?
The credits are drawings of the episode. Scenes from the episode.
This is cool.
Dang it, that makes me want to watch the credits too. She looks much cooler in the credits.
Mm-hmm. Same with the Satan guy.
She just looks gross in the actual.
Yeah, your brother just freaking betrayed you.
I feel like the whole premise was him getting out of a prison cell, so that should have been, like, some foresight. You know?
I like this baseline, but... Oh, okay, I guess the drawings are done.
Sweet! So... Okay, so, overall thoughts. How do you feel about it?
That was fun. Very Star Wars-y. I liked Baby Yoda. A lot.
I think that the characters are kind of just dumb overall, except for the Mandalorian and Yoda.
Which, did you have like a favorite part of the episode? Did you have a least favorite part of the episode?
No. I thought that it was fun to watch them sneak through the ship. And also when he was in the cell and had to find his own way out. And when he was, like, trapping them throughout the ship and everything and, like, closing the doors and just basically trapping them one by one. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, that was cool. He kind of, like, weeded them out. Mm-hmm. And it's cool because it shows you, like, his skill set. Like, he's not just, like, brawn. Mm-hmm. He's also some brains. You know, he also thinks through. I think my favorite part was just seeing him interact with Baby Yoda. Like, when he, like, you can just sense the protectiveness when they're, like, messing around with Baby Yoda. Mm-hmm. You know, like, when the other people are, like, you know,
when picking him up. When he pretended to drop him and he was, like...
Well, he just when he, like, turns towards Baby Yoda and then the Mandalorian is, like, looks at him, kind of. You know, and you can feel that. Mm-hmm. You can feel, like, the watch yourself. So that was cool. I really didn't like how they didn't show, like, him... I guess it was just kind of insinuated what he did, you know? Like, a lot of the time, they didn't show explicitly what happened with the characters. Like, we can assume that he captured the criminal. We can assume that he trapped all the people, but we don't see him doing it.
Yeah, so you know? It was kind of weird.
So, like, we got some good action at the very beginning, but, like, from a show that I expected to be, like, kind of a Western, kind of like an action...
Space Western.
Space action Western, yeah. Like, I expected more of that. I expected more of that conflict. Yeah. And maybe this just wasn't the episode for that. But I do agree with you that all the characters just feel stupid. Like, every character I've met, except for the woman and the other one, she seemed pretty clever.
Yeah, she did seem pretty clever.
And the one woman who, like, protected him from...
The old lady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The old lady who was like, oh, I did watch that part. I remember now. Who was like, you're smarter than you look, or something like that.
Yes.
And helped him get away from the one guy. She was cool, but those are the only two characters I respect. The rest of them are like, wow, you're kind of a dumb one.
You're kind of a dumb one.
So, like, out of 5 stars.
I'm probably gonna say just a 2 or a 3 because, like, it was fun, and it was entertaining, and, like, the music was cool. And, like, there were a lot of good things about it, but it wasn't totally, like, great for me. I don't know. I just wasn't, like, super entertained by it.
Right. You know? I think that, like, technically I'm gonna give it, like, a 4. Because, like, the cinematography and the music, like, the soundtrack, and the score, and, like, just most of what they did was really, like, technically proficient. And I could see the skill behind it and the strategy behind it. I think plot-wise, I'm gonna give it, like, a 3, or, like, a 2.5, because, like, I think that it's hard to separate my obsession with Baby Yoda from my actual thoughts about the plot, because, like, and it's, like, I don't know if I would even like Baby Yoda as much if it hadn't been so huge in just pop, like, mainstream culture. Mm-hmm. As soon as Baby Yoda happened, people, like, jumped on it, you know?
Right,
like, Baby yeah. Yoda's so cute. And so I've been seeing
yeah,
him
like,
forever.
Yeah, like, Chloe's obsessed with Baby Yoda.
It's but, like, really it's funny. True. It's true that you see him on the screen and you're like, oh my gosh, he is so adorable. And, like, the noises that he makes and stuff, oh, he just... He's so cute.
He's captured your heart.
He has.
Just wait till he kills somebody.
He is not gonna kill somebody. I think Yoda's a pacifist.
All I wanna do is kill somebody. Kill somebody. Kill somebody like you. You.
No, Baby Yoda's never gonna kill somebody. Yes. Okay. I firmly believe Baby Yoda will always live his life in peace. I mean, like, the Try Guys talked about it. in their podcast. But, like, old Yoda literally lived in a swamp, like, by himself.
True.
Like...
Are you sure? But I don't know if, like, Yoda ever... I can't remember, but I feel like he has killed people before, you know? Well,
first of all, I'm not sure about anything I say when I'm talking about Star Wars. Let me make that clear. Ashley, sound off in the comments. Has Baby Yoda ever killed somebody?
Or Yoda, just in general.
I mean Yoda, yeah, not Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda's amazing.
Or has Baby Yoda killed somebody? Let us know.
Anyway, yeah, so, like, I don't know. I think it's, like, maybe if I were to, like, watch it with my family. I also think that the people I'm around really like it. So that's part of it. And I think that if it were separate from Star Wars, I would like it more. Like, if it were just its own thing. Because I just feel like the Star Wars franchise is so... It's too much.
It's so overdone.
Yeah, so I feel like if it were separated from that, I would like it a little bit more. But, it, like, if I were to watch it with family, I would probably... I don't think I'd be against starting it from the beginning and giving it a try. Because I do think having some context might help.
Might help? Just a little... I probably wouldn't watch it again. I mean, I would like to know what happens more, like, further in the story, or what the overall plot of The Mandalorian is. Like, what is the purpose of the show, except just to watch, like, this guy, go bounty hunting with Baby Yoda.
Right, well, the tough part is, like, a lot of shows don't get started until further in.
Yeah, true.
You know, like, the... Like, it's, I think it's just littler plots right now, and then I think that, you know, eventually, like, these people are still alive, so eventually we're gonna see them find him. You know, like, it's just, I think they're just setting it up for bigger arcs right now, but right now it's just kind of a smaller thing, so I think that's hard, too, because there's not, like, a very compelling overall plot yet.
Yeah.
But I am interested in the Mandalorian and his relationship with Baby Yoda, and that's probably the only reason I would watch it.
Yes, it is very interesting. I don't know. I want to know what it all is for. Yeah. So yeah, I would like to know what's up, but I probably wouldn't, like, watch it again. I might watch pieces of, like, further episodes, like, upcoming episodes or whatever. You know, if my roommates are watching them or if family's watching them and I happen to be there, like, I wouldn't mind watching it, but I probably wouldn't, like, sit down and actively watch it, you know?
All right. Well, you heard it here first, folks. Nat and Chelsea give The Mandalorian a solid 3 out of 5 stars. Let us know if you disagree. Rock. Let us know if you love it and you hate us.
I'd like to know. If you do like us.
Yeah, also sound off if you love us. That'd be great, too. What should we do to sign off? Like, what should be our thing?
We out.
Bye.
No. Enjoy The Mandalorian.
No.
Bye.
We'll play some music now.